Ohio Valley coal giant Murray Energy's bankruptcy renewed fears about the already shaky pension plan that tens of thousands of retired miners depend upon. As Becca Schimmel reports, some regional lawmakers are renewing their push to fix the United Mine Workers Pension Fund.
Murray Energy is the last major employer contributing to the UMWA pension plan. In its bankruptcy filing, the company reports more than $8 billion in obligations under various pension and benefit plans. It's not yet clear if the bankruptcy court will relieve Murray's pension obligations, but UMWA spokesperson Phil Smith says if recent history is any guide, that's a likely outcome.
We don't think any company should be able to be relieved of its responsibilities to any retirees, whether in the coal industry or not. But it has happened in the coal industry time after time after time after time.
The UMWA Health and Retirement Plan was already in financial trouble. The industry's decline in production and a wave of bankruptcies made insolvency likely by 2022. UMWA President Cecil Roberts says bankruptcy courts contribute to that when companies walk away from debts.
They ran the company into ground. They get rich. The workers lose their health care. Sometimes they lose their jobs. Sometimes they lose their pensions. That needs to be dealt with.
Murray Energy is among nearly a dozen coal companies to go bankrupt during the Trump administration, despite the repeated claims of a coal comeback. Simon Hayter is an assistant professor of public policy at Penn State University. He says it would have been more manageable if Congress had addressed the inevitable issue much earlier.
Coal miners are one of those, you know, it's probably a worst case scenario here because the balance between people paying into the system and people taken out of the system is so out of whack.
Hayter says it also raises the question of whether people can rely on these pension systems in the future. He says the decline in union membership and the complex actions of bankruptcy courts have given employers an edge over the interests of workers.
Bankruptcy law and bankruptcy court will certainly side with employers much more than they will side with employees.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and other coal area Democrats introduced the American Miners Act to try to shore up the shaky pension. That bill would transfer some money from interest accrued on the Federal Abandoned Mine Land Fund, which is used to clean up old mining sites, into the mine workers' pension plan. Manchin wants to attach the act to a must-pass spending bill. He says pension checks are urgent for retirees and many widows who depend on that money for basic living expenses.
When coal companies go bankrupt, coal miners' benefit are at the bottom of the priority list.
The bill does not yet have a Republican co-sponsor, but there is general bipartisan support for action on the miners' pensions, including a House bill proposed by Republican David McKinley of West Virginia. But of course, one congressional Republican's voice will matter most, and that is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. In a statement, McConnell said he's concerned about the insolvency issues facing a number of pension plans and supports finding a bipartisan solution for pension reform. Some lawmakers worry that the faltering miners' pension could cause a domino effect for other multi-employer pension plans. Last year, a bipartisan group of lawmakers formed a committee to address pension problems affecting a range of workers. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman warned at a field hearing last year that if even one of the larger plans becomes insolvent, that could create a broader risk.
That wave of bankruptcy has the potential to create an economic contagion effect. In other words, it would spread around our economy.
But the committee disbanded without any clear solutions. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.